Moncrief on News Talk.
Speaking of kind of actually going on holidays, you might like to complain about our public transport now. Back in the day, it was even worse, and it was far more normal for people to hitchhike, a practice that's all but died out in this country. And while, of course, there was the risk of being picked up by a serial killer or an utter bore, it could occasionally be fascinating. The travel writer Joan Scales joins us now. Afternoon, Joan.
Hi, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
In tourism terms, like, I assume that there's no recommendation for people to hitch nowadays. That's just
not nowadays. No, I think I'm probably the last generation that hitched. I just don't see it anymore at all. I mean, but certainly when we were growing up, we thought nothing of it. We just hitched everywhere. And, you know, you'd go out and you'd stand by. Well, so I lived in Palmerstown, so you're on the outskirts of the city. So if you were going somewhere, you just went out the bus stop, stuck your thumb out, and someone would pick you up, and you saved a bus fare.
Yeah.
And my sister remembers we went to a convent school, said there was always outlaws hanging around the school who'd give you a lift. You didn't even have
to. Okay, that sounds way dodgy.
But you never got in the car unless there was two or three of you.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And you usually got a free smoke. Though she does remember one time.
Also dodgy sounding. But
a major or a number six.
Oh, a major,
if anybody remembers those. Yeah.
God, you'd faint after a major. They were that strong.
They were very strong cigarettes. But she did say she remembered one time getting into a car, and there was herself and her pal, and the fella had naked pictures of women on the dashboard.
Yeah.
So they jumped back out again, needless to say.
Okay.
But it was quite common. In my day, it was very common to hitch a lift.
No, but generally speaking, a woman wouldn't hitch by herself. She'd usually have a friend with her.
Usually you'd hitch, women would hitch together. Though occasionally I did hitch on my own. I think it was maybe a little bit braver, a bit more stupid. But I remember there was a woman who lived in my parish, and she had a red sports car, and she was the talk of the town. And occasionally she gave me a lift. She saw me at the bus stop, my finger out. So that was always a big plus if you got that.
Yeah.
But you tended to get a lot of truck drivers would stop you when you were hitching.
They're probably not allowed to do that anymore.
I wouldn't say they're allowed to do that anymore. No, I would say there's probably all kinds of rules and regulations and insurance and all sorts of reasons why you can't get into a truck. Because it was good company. Because actually, when you got in with the truck driver, they always had something to talk about, and they're playing good music. And, you know, you never really felt, especially when there was two of you, you didn't really feel in danger.
Yeah, I used to hitch a lot from Dublin, like to the west, to Galway.
People did all the time.
And a lot of the time, somebody would pick you up just so keep me awake.
Yeah, just for someone to chat to. Like I lived, as I said, we lived on the N4, so the road going west. So there was always people standing on the road with cardboard, maybe with it written on it where you were going, whether it's going to Galway or Mayo or Sligo or whatever. That's still occasionally. I asked a friend of mine, she's from Kerry, and I asked her, because being from Kerry, maybe their public transport isn't quite as extensive as we would have. And she said, actually, she's never seen local people hitching at all. She said very, very occasionally might see a tourist with a sign up trying to get maybe from Dingle to Killarney or whatever. But it's so rare that it never crossed her mind that people might still be hitchhiking. So I think it's one of those things. I mean, my brother, though, he hitched all over Europe. He was a great one for hitchhiking and on his own.
Yeah.
And he hitched all over France and Belgium and Holland and all. But he told me a very funny story. I asked him about his escapades because I remembered he'd done all that. And he said he did get a lift one time in this car that was two Cheech and Chong type characters. If anybody remembers who they were, they were a comedy
That's
duo.
A dated reference.
Very dated.
Dave's not here. Yeah, okay.
Dave's not here yet. So he got a lift with the Cheech and Chong, and he said they were smoking the biggest reefers he's ever seen. And he arrived at Gare de Lozère in a haze of reefers.
Fell out of the car, yes.
So you never really know who you met. But I suppose in some ways, it's part of our history as well, hitchhiking.
It was
the way you got around, because to be honest, transport was terrible and it was expensive. I mean, the train prices nowadays are much less than they were 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Bus fares, I mean, even around the city, I mean, you can go anywhere around the city for €2. You know, so all this, and there's a lot more local transport as well. I mean, for years you just got to the nearest big town and hope that someone could pick you up or you'd hitch home to wherever you were going.
Well, also, it strikes me that there's more traffic on the roads now. Therefore, it's more difficult to pull in. I used to hitch outside where my Meath University, when that was the Galway Road, which was like, yeah. It took you weeks to get to as far as Galway City. But there was a big place and loads of people would line up there to get lifts.
Because it was a safe spot to pull in.
But you couldn't do that on the motorway, obviously.
No, well, of course you can't. So they'd be arrested if you hitchhiked on the motorway.
Oh, yeah,
so
absolutely.
If you were trying to get a lift nowadays, you kind of have to be on the slip road and maybe have a big piece of cardboard up saying where you're going. But even then, you're probably unlikely now.
I'd say it's almost impossible. And I know danger and comfort and all that kind of stuff. But it was nice in that, you know, if you were hitching a distance, you never knew. Because rarely someone would be going all the way you were going. So you wouldn't know what town you were going to be thrown out of. And you might have to walk to the other end of the town and have a bit of an adventure. And,
yeah, that's true. You kind of had to do it in stages to get where you were going. But I always remember we were always a bit cute sometimes. If you're hitchhiking with a boy, you always got the boy to hide behind.
That's right.
And because the girls always got picked up.
Oh, no, absolutely. There'd be three women. You go, Jesus, I'm going to be here for hours. Because they get snapped up and then like, I'm not taking that much.
Absolutely.
You know?
So boyfriends used hide behind a hedge or a fence and wait until someone pulled up and then next thing, hello!
That was a funny thing, that people were more scared of male hitchers than male drivers, weirdly enough. There was a kind of maybe almost an implicit thing that, sure, he has a car, he can't be all bad.
There was. Well, to have a car in those days was an achievement, very lucky to have a car. So, and probably there was this kind of scary thing that... why would he be out hitching and why would you feel safe with someone you don't know in your car? Whereas the women were always okay.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. But do you think you'd have really interesting conversations with people sometimes? Or sometimes you'd just
sometimes
bore
you would.
The backside
off. Yeah, I remember various conversations with them. Truck drivers always played country music in those days. I don't know why it was.
Yeah.
But country music was popular, all right.
Yeah, and the big 8-tracks.
The big 8-tracks, yeah. God, when you think about it.
Yeah.
But it's nowadays, I don't think anybody would take it. Like, even my generation, like, I knew an awful lot of people who hitchhiked all the way across Europe, all the way as far as Greece and Turkey and everything. And nobody thought anything of it. Now, there were mostly blokes that did that. It wasn't the girls that did that. But men of my generation, they often hitched all the way across Europe.
Yeah, I did a lot of that.
Up to Denmark and Sweden. I had friends who went up to Sweden a lot and they didn't seem to have, I mean, like you say, the journeys had to be done in stages.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Get a lift from town to town.
That was the only problem. You'd get rained on and then you'd be stink getting into somebody's car, you know, and hope they wouldn't kind of look for smelling. I'm a truck driver and even though not allowed, I always pick up anyone hitching. People still hitch, as I do, if needed. Okay, so it's not entirely gone away.
That's good.
And someone says, once May comes, the whole of County Clare is covered in hitchhikers. It's still very popular.
They'd all be foreigners.
Yeah,
visitors,
I imagine so.
Like my friend Kerry was saying, it's only really visitors you see from abroad that would be out looking for a lift.
I was driving to Waterford in the early 20s, I think this is the early 2020s, and stopped for a young lady with her thumb out. As soon as I stopped, her father popped out of a hedge and gave me the Spanish Inquisition before letting her get in with me.
Oh, that's a good one.
What are your intentions towards my daughter? Well, just to give her a lift, really.
Well, if he'd had a mobile phone nowadays, he would have taken a photograph and the registration number.
Yes. Yeah, you can do. Well, of course you could do that. Yeah
nowadays you can, all right. Yeah. And of course you've got GPS on your phones. We all can be tracked wherever we go.
Yeah, so nothing to worry about.
So maybe it's safer,
get into a car with strangers. That's perfectly fine.
Be adventurous this summer.
Joan, thanks a million for coming in to talk to us today. That was Joan Scales there. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.